Hey there, this is Dave Hompez, and in this short presentation, we're going to talk about the main reasons why we eat food. Why are we going to do that? Well, you'll hear a lot of people say, you are what you eat. It's become a really cliched expression to the point where most people are kind of numb to it. They're so dumbed down from hearing this expression that it's lost its meaning. What I want to do in this particular presentation, and then subsequently in parts 2 and 3 of this mini-series, is just go a little bit deeper and really understand why food choices are so important. So we can chew over the information, we can really digest and absorb it, puns intended, by the way, because actually if it wasn't for the food we eat and the water that we drink and also the air that we breathe, we wouldn't be here. So we've got to get really clear on the importance of making sure we have a healthy diet. Now, you are the master mason of your own house or your body. You control the quality of the cells in your body that comprise you, that comprise this vehicle that your spirit, your soul, your personality travels round in during this particular lifetime, depending on what your beliefs are. And every cell in that body that you have right now is made from what I would call the body architecture triad. If you make a little acronym out of that, it spells BAT. But the three essential ingredients for every cell in your body are the air that you breathe, the water that you drink, and the food that you eat each day. So your habits around breathing, your habits around drinking water and fluids, and your habits around eating are really, really, really important. And if you're not feeling very well at the moment, if you have symptoms in the 7 areas of health, whether it's digestion, reproduction and sex, energy levels, aches and pains in the body, mood, sleep, skin, or whether you're trying to gain weight because you feel you've lost too much, or you're trying to lose weight because you feel that you have a body composition that favors too much body fat, these choices and these habits are critically important because they'll ultimately determine whether you're able to make headway and start to improve your wellness. So this is the triad. You can see at the top, I have the air that you breathe. On the left bottom, you can see that there's the food. And then on the right-hand side, you can see that there's the water you drink there at the bottom. And that's what I call the body architecture triad. Now, it goes a little bit further than that. What I want to do is just show you what you are made of. And the diagram on the left-hand side is really cool. It's very, very easy to follow. And you can see there that the majority of your body is actually made from oxygen. And obviously, you get a lot of oxygen when you breathe. You also get a lot of oxygen in the H2O when you drink water as well. And there's oxygen in the food that you eat. For example, carbohydrate contains a lot of oxygen. So whenever you're eating potatoes and bread and fruits and things, anything that's carbohydrate will have some oxygen in it as well. And we could go in and talk about the other nutrients, different foods, but we're not going to because this is just for simplification. So the next most prevalent atom, if you like, or ingredient in your body is carbon. And again, you're going to be getting carbon from the foods that you eat. Hydrogen, you're going to be getting from the water that you drink as well, predominantly. A little bit from the air that you breathe of, obviously, as well. And then nitrogen, which you get from your protein when you eat that, etc. And then, of course, you've got a whole bunch of other minerals that make up your skeleton, things like calcium, chromium, copper in small amounts and things like that, and magnesium and zinc and all the other elements. But for all intents and purposes, you're mostly oxygen, carbon and hydrogen. And that's where the body architecture triangle comes in, right? Because you're going to get your the majority of those elements into your body through the air that you breathe, the water that you drink and the food that you eat. And you're constantly exchanging molecules with the outside world. Now, when you eat food, some of that food is converted into the building blocks, the materials that actually become your cells. So it doesn't matter whether it's an eyeball cell, an ovary cell, a testicle cell, a sperm cell, a muscle cell, a nerve cell, A liver cell, a kidney cell, a stomach cell, a blood cell. It doesn't really matter what we're talking about. Those cells are made from the stuff that you put into your body consciously. That's food, it's water, and it's the air that you breathe in. And so from left to right on this slide, the skeletal system, the muscular system, the digestive system, the respiratory system, the nervous system, and the circulatory system, all the main systems that are of structural use or structural quality in your body, i.e. the building blocks for your house, are all made from the food, air, and water that gets into your body there. Now, one of the things that I've learned from studying physics and mathematics and even theology and philosophy is that change is constant. Everything in the universe is constantly changing. So actually the only thing that's constant is the fact that everything is changing, which is a little bit of a paradox, right? But in terms of your body, your cells are continually turning over. You are not the same human being you were last week or last month or last year. All the cells turn over, bar maybe a few very, very specialized cells. But if we consider the fact that every cell gets broken down, it's destroyed, and then it's replaced by a new cell, over time, you can see that while you may look pretty much the same when you look in the mirror from month to month, you're actually not comprised of the same cells you were 2-3 months ago. Now, this is pretty interesting, right? How do you maintain your identity, your personality, when everything in you is changing on a day-to-day basis? That's a fairly philosophical question to start to think about. It starts to get into the concept of mind and spirit and soul and what have you. And I do go into that with some of my clients because we have clients who have a lot of mental, emotional, spiritual misperceptions. They're struggling in life with various things, and we do go into that, and it can be hugely helpful to improve people's perceptions in some of these areas. And we see some phenomenal results in their physical health when we do so. But just ask yourself the question, if I'm changing all the time, if my cells are constantly being broken down and rebuilt, how do I maintain the same person, the same personality and identity in myself? It's kind of a cool question to ask, right? So the upshot of all of this is that you're constantly building a new body. It's constantly turning over. So what do you want those new cells to be built from? Are you happy for them to be built from the same old garbage that you might have been eating in the past? Or do you want to get your diet into a position where you are getting high quality, top grade ingredients and building blocks into your body so that it can repair itself? Now, this is a phenomenal opportunity. If you're not feeling very well at the moment, no matter what the situation is, no matter where you are on the vitality scale, anytime you make a choice to change what you do in your life, your eating habits, your drinking habits, your breathing habits, your exercise, your movement and what have you, because all of these cells are constantly being broken down and remade, you have the ability to make sure that moving forward, anytime in the future, you can make more healthy cells, better quality cells, and that will help you feel better, and it will help you overcome sticky symptoms and possibly even diseases that the doctor has said are incurable. Here are some of the interesting cell turnover times. So depending on what kind of specialized cell you're talking about in the body, you're going to have a different turnover time. Some cells get broken down and rebuilt and recycled very rapidly. With others, the time frame is a lot longer. So if we just read down the left-hand column here, you can see that the stomach, the lining of the stomach and the intestine have a turnover time of anywhere between about 2 and 20 days. That's pretty cool. If you think about it, if you've ever bitten your tongue, if you've ever trapped your gum in your teeth when you've been chewing food, for example, it hurts like hell for sure. But within 2-3 days, there's no sign of that injury anymore. I actually bit my gum, my bottom lip, about 2 days ago, and I'm just feeling around with my tongue now to see if there's any injury. The injury's gone. I can feel a slight disturbance in the tissue structure with my tongue when I rub it against my lower lip there. It's healed remarkably quickly. Now, it has to, because your digestive system is really important. If you can't eat food and you can't drink water, you'll die pretty quickly. Therefore, your body has to have a very rapid repair time, response time, if you like, for the mouth, for the stomach, for the intestines. And that's why the turnover time is so rapid. White blood cells, this is your immune system. They also have a very rapid turnover time of up to between 1 and 5 days. Lung alveoli, they're the little sacs in the lungs that help you exchange oxygen with the blood. So when you breathe your air in, talking about the air being so important in your structure because of the oxygen content and what have you, when you breathe in the air ends up in these tiny microscopic sacs in the lungs called alveoli. They have a huge surface area when you put them all together, and you get a lot of gas exchange between the interior of the lungs and the bloodstream, which allows you to get your oxygen into the blood and allows you to get your carbon dioxide back out and exhaled. 8 days, because they're so important. Now, we're not saying that things like skin cells, sperm cells, red blood cells are not important, but they are less important in terms of damage, if that makes sense. Because if you injure your lungs, if you can't breathe, you can't get the oxygen into your body. If you injure your mouth, your digestive system, you can't get food and water into your body. They're major problems from a survival perspective. But you can cope with sperm cells not being turned over as quickly, unless you're in a real rush to mate. You can cope with skin cells to a degree not repairing as quickly, because once a skin cell has been damaged, you know, you get a scab. It takes a lot longer to heal than a bite of your bottom lip, like I did the other day with the bottom lip. If I'd jabbed some glass into my arm or my hand, it wouldn't be healed in 2 or 3 days. It would take a lot longer. I'd have a scab, and then there'd be some healing time for my immune system to get the job done. Now, I'm not going to die as a result of having some skin disruption, unless it gets infected, of course. So we're taking out infections from the perspective here. But obviously, if I get an infected skin wound, I can be in trouble. With red blood cells, you got about 120-day turnover. Liver cells, half a year to a year, so much slower. Fat cells, 8 years, and your skeleton is thought to turn over, break down and rebuild itself, remodel itself about 10% per year. And then in a woman, actually the ova or the eggs are there pretty much for a lifetime, right? So there's a huge variation in the different healing times of the different tissues in the body due to these turnovers. But the point that I wanted to make in this presentation is simply this. When you're making new stomach cells or intestinal cells or sperm cells or liver cells, what do you want them to be made from? That's the question. Do you want these cells to be made from fast food burgers, processed bread, chips fried in vegetable oil, reconstituted meat, E-numbers, sugar, candy, reconstituted and processed ice cream, pizza, alcohol, cheap latte, popcorn? Ask yourself the question, what do you want your body to be built from? If you had just purchased a plot of land for, say, 50 grand, 100 grand, and you needed to spend another $250,000 on building your home, what materials would you use? If you were living on the coast and you knew it was going to be windy from time to time and it was going to get a bit of a buffeting and you needed a real high quality house, would you find the cheapest grade wood to build your house from? Or would you find high quality stone, high quality woods, etc.? So ask yourself that question. Take literally the saying or the cliche, you are what you eat, and decide what you want to be based on what you eat. What do you want your body to be constructed from? And I recommend you choose wisely, because every new cell is built from the air, the water, and the food that goes into your body. You can choose high quality foods, air and water, or you can choose low quality. It's up to you. So the quality of your physical health is determined by the quality of the stuff that gets in to your body. And you can choose your building materials. You are the master mason of your own house. So I want you to really think about this and choose wisely. And if you'd like some help, consider becoming a member. If you're already a member, please follow the recommendations very carefully, because I teach you over 90 days how to change everything in your lifestyle to make sure that you're getting all of this good stuff into your body. My name's Dave Hompez, and I will catch you on the next video, where we're going to talk actually about how food is needed for energy production. And that's the second huge reason why we need to choose wisely when we're talking about our food. I'll catch you soon. Thank you.